Beginning the current daf, Masecht is getting daf Nun Zayin. The beginning of Amud Beis. We're getting to some out the beginning of the Gemara. Zayad the Yonis Kesar Shacholig Alexandre. Did he kill in Alexandria double of the amount of people that left Egypt? Rishi says, I would mean Bachalil. I think I'm going to say the Amud Avon Beis. Alexandria's Moikton Hargam Mechidiva. That it was actually Alexandria of Macedonia that he killed him and he destroyed the same amount in Alexandria. So Rishi says, Shema Pamayim Nisyash. Maybe it was settled two times by that amount of Jews. And though both times, 600,000 times two of the Jewish people killed, and that was therefore once by Adarionis and once by Alexander. Next test, the master begins the Gemara, Kaf Tzikulon, all the children jumped, the Nafal Tzikhayam, and they threw themselves into the sea. Test bothered, Vodam, or Bibisak, the Wizara, and the Fujit Kazimir Av, Murtib Shitan, Mishanosna, even though he could have had open up his mouth and died. So he said, no, better let the one who gave it to take it, by Chavav Atzbayan, he doesn't injure himself. So even though he was obviously going to go through the torture of the fire, so why didn't these children say the same thing also? So here they were afraid of being afflicted. I mean, like the Gemara says, the Rambam says, El Moli Nogdu Chanan Mishul Bazaar, although it's famous that the Messiah's never, Chanan Mishul Bazaar, had they been whipped, Pochol Tzama, they actually would have bowed down to the idol. And therefore these children also, it's not like that the Romans would just kill them one shot. They would torture them, and therefore they said they're never going to survive that, and therefore rather they are going to go ahead and be Maisa Nefesh right now. And another interpretation, the Romans were for sure going to afflict them. They were going to use them for inappropriate defilement, and therefore they weren't going to even kill them. So therefore, that's very different than in the story in the Masechta Vayetzara. And therefore, they said they'll be Maisa Nefesh, because we're also not even going to kill them. They're just going to use them for inappropriate things. So these are the seven children of Chana. So it says, Shidikura Maisi. It brings six psukim, Ubeshvila Maisi, but the set up, because, I mean, the first one, according to one Girsa, has it as the Gilead brings, and their Svarm. It counted Onecha and Laia as one of the sons. And therefore, there's only five remaining. And therefore, that means only a total of six sons, said a Pasuk. So obviously, the last Pasuk is what the last child is, Taisa Bishvini Le Maisi. And that the seventh one didn't bring a Pasuk. It just said, here, you know, take my signet ring. But a Medrashama, which is actually as the Girsa Nagumar, says the Kama Amma Noichi. It's the first son that said Onecha Vashaini Leicha, and the second child said that Pasuk Leicha, and it wasn't. Both said by one child, and therefore each one of the seven sons said one of the psukim.